This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Protocol for Life Balance, offering a wide range of professional-grade supplements using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, two stand out, which help nourish your brain: Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP. Protosorb Magnesium features a patented form of magnesium that easily crosses the blood-brain barrier, delivering magnesium directly to your brain. Cogumin SLCP features optimized curcumin, which also allows free curcumin to cross the blood-brain barrier. Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP are highly innovative products that help nourish your brain. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we answer your questions, as long as they have to do with intelligent medicine. That means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. You can call us, 877-726-8255. The lines are live and free, and I'm here. And you can come directly to the doctor's office and pose your question. 877-726-TALK is our number. And this hour, we got lots of stories to share with you. We're going to take a look at a fascinating study about something that, well, it's available over the counter. It's mastic gum, and it's being used now in a new set of research trials to treat a wide variety of degenerative conditions. Also, the results of a 42-country study answering the question whether it's carbohydrates or animal fats that are linked to heart disease, and vitamin D and hypertension. All those stories this hour. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's get right to one of our callers, Mike from Philadelphia. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've always listened to your thank you. I've always listened to your program and read many books on nutrition, and always been very open to taking nutritional supplements to try to optimize my health and be healthier. Now that I'm on a prescription medication, in my case, Plavix, which is a blood thinner, I'm kind of petrified to start messing around with supplements because there's not really any studies that compare, people taking a particular drug and a particular supplement. There's barely even studies that compare people taking multiple prescriptions at the same time. How do you know if they interfere with each other and if I'm diminishing the benefits of what I'm trying to achieve with something very important like a blood thinner?
Yeah, that's a really important question. There's a whole branch of medicine and nutritional science that's devoted to that. It's called drug-nutrient interactions, or specifically drug-supplement interactions. And, there's plenty of drugs. And so if you do all the permutations, this drug plus that drug plus the other drug, what we have is polypharmacy. And the more drugs you take concomitantly, which is really common because the average American over the age of 60 has taken 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe more drugs simultaneously. So the possibility for mayhem, for smoke coming out of your ears, dangerous interactions is multiplied the more medications you're taking. And it's actually, you're right, it's almost impossible to predict all the various permutations when you're taking several drugs. The same thing is true, although to a little bit of a lesser extent, when it comes to taking a drug along with a nutrient. You are correct to be cautious, but I have to say that the risks are a little bit less when you combine, say, Plavix which is a known blood thinner. It's purposely there to keep you from getting your stents reclogged. Presumably that's why you're taking it, or, you know, perhaps some people who've had a stroke sometimes take it. The risk of taking that along with, say, fish oil. Fish oil has a tendency to thin blood. You know, what's going to happen? Are you going to have a hemorrhage? Are you going to have a hemorrhagic stroke? If you have an accident, are you going to, is it going to be impossible to staunch the flow of blood? These problems have not been seen in a rampant way. So several ways that supplements can interact with drugs. One, they can amplify the effects of drugs. How does that happen? Well, for example, certain drugs, their metabolism is slowed by taking the nutrient in question. So an example of which is grapefruit. Grapefruit slows the metabolism of a wide variety of drugs, so it actually can build up levels of certain drugs. There's another type of reaction. It's kind of the opposite of that, and it has to do a representative of that type of reaction is a commonly used natural antidepressant. It enhances the breakdown of the medication so that the medication gets watered down and you get less of an effect. That can diminish the efficacy of certain drugs. And then there's sometimes unpredictable reactions. So, for example, if you take prednisone, but you also take licorice, you could get very, very high blood pressure. Or you could get very, very low potassium, you know, some dangerous interaction of that type. So these reactions are actually categorized. There are tables, and you can use them as plugins. You can look up, you put down the name of the drug and you put down the name of the supplement, and then you get a result. You know, is there a reaction? Is it potentially dangerous? Is there a caution flag? But when it comes to, you know, you may be paranoid because there's so many potentials for interactions that, say, you take your Plavix and you're taking, say, vitamin B6. Well, you know, could there be a reaction? Well, you don't know. It hasn't been studied. Maybe not enough research. But it's less likely that there's going to be a harmful interaction. And I have to say that some of these interaction tables, some of these websites may exaggerate the potential for a dangerous reaction. They may say, well, theoretically, there could be a blood thinning effect, but in reality, studies have not shown that people who take Plavix, who take nutritional supplements like fish oil, for example, that thin the blood, that they have a very high incidence of catastrophic bleeding episodes. Not likely to occur. So I work with a lot of patients who are on medications. I think my medical training gives me a better perspective on this than, say, someone who has just studied nutrition without studying medicine. And those are the kind of decisions that I often make. You know, patients come in and they say, I'm on a lot of medications. I go to the health food store and they say, take this, take that, and the other thing. Hey, what is your medical opinion about the potential for an interaction? And I try to do the best I can to stay up with the emerging scientific evidence that either indicates that something is safe or potentially dangerous. So does that help you, Mike?
It does, in a sense. Now, since I'm only taking Plavix for a year, I've decided not to take, except for the fish oil, which I do want to take, I'm not going to take anything else for the year. But I thought it was more generally just for general people's benefits.
Let me just say, we have to look at your situation. So it sounds like, by virtue of the fact you're taking Plavix, you probably had a stent, right? A coronary artery stent.
Right.
Is that correct? Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I would look at your situation. I would say, okay, this guy has had a stent. So this means that this guy is somewhat prone to atherosclerosis, right? So what are the supplements that are plausible if you have had atherosclerosis or the potential for blockage? Well, you might want to take vitamin K2. Well, some people might say, oh, vitamin K2, that promotes blood clots. That could go against the Plavix. But that's only the case if you're taking Coumadin. Plavix is not affected by vitamin K, and vitamin K prevents against arterial plaque. Also, something that prevents arterial plaque is chiolic aged garlic extract. That's a bit of a blood thinner, but not to the extent where it would so promote the effects of Plavix that you would have dangerous bleeding. So I would try maybe judiciously start with a half dose, then work patients up to a full dose. That would be four capsules a day of the Kyolic Aged Garlic Reserve. That's their strongest, most potent product. And you probably would tolerate it fine without evidence of bruising or harmful bleeding. And then fish oil, too, has been shown in some studies to prevent stent restenosis. Okay, restenosis means that the stents that are supposed to open the arteries, they scar down and blockage occurs. That's a big problem with stents. That's why they now use what are called drug-eluting stents that are designed to keep the coronary arteries from reclogging around the stent, from scarring down around the stent, which causes injury to the arterial wall by its very presence. So these drug-eluting stents are designed to keep the artery open. And fish oil also has an anti-inflammatory effect, so very good something that in European studies has been shown to reduce the necessity for putting in more stents subsequently. So, you know, we would take kind of an individualized approach and not just look it up on a table. Okay. So there you have it. My opinion, they're real. You have to be aware of them, but they're not as big a problem as you might expect. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to take a look at something called TRF, time-restricted feeding. Is it one of nature's most marvelous panaceas for all manner of health problems? This is Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, two stand out, which help nourish your brain: Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP. Protosorb Magnesium features a patented form of magnesium that easily crosses the blood-brain barrier, delivering magnesium directly to your brain. Cogumin SLCP features optimized curcumin, which also allows free curcumin to cross the blood-brain barrier. Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP are highly innovative products that help nourish your brain. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can come directly into the doctor's office. What an unusual thing to do because, you got to go to a urgent care or a doc in the box on weekends to get medical attention, but you can call us 877-726-TALK to pose your question this weekend as Carol is about to do. Hi, Carol.
Hi. My question today is about a dairy-free diet. Does that include just things like milk and yogurt and ice cream, or does something like butter also mean dairy-free?
Okay, and just let me ask you, is this something you're contemplating, and is there a specific health reason that you're doing it?
My husband said his doctor, who's not alternative, had said try it for urgency, for bowel urgency,
yeah,
and maybe that would help.
Yeah. You know, so...
But he said to do, you know, to also get rid of butter.
Yeah.
And I maintain that that's different than yogurt and milk.
Yeah, you know, it depends, because the intolerance that people have to dairy is of several kinds. One, you can have lactose intolerance, okay? And that mostly is what causes the gastrointestinal problems, although it could be something else about the dairy. Lactose is a type of sugar that's poorly digested by a fairly high percentage of people. After childhood, they lose the ability to break down this two-sugar complex, a disaccharide. They lack the enzyme, or it's kind of like a use it or lose it after a while. You don't make enough of it. And then you can eat lactose-free dairy. That would be certain cheeses. You could have yogurt where the lactose has been fermented and broken down. And you do fine. So that's one type of partial dairy avoidance. Then there's people who are sensitive to casein. They have allergic symptoms, and it can be really quite life-threatening. I actually was called upon once to save a guy on a plane that I was traveling on because inadvertently he consumed some salad dressing, didn't read the label, that had some casein in it, and he had a life-threatening anaphylactic reaction. He couldn't breathe. So I managed to pull him out of it through by using a little emergency kit on the plane, and we landed. The medics came on board the plane and they said, good job. You managed to pull this guy through. We'll take over now. That's a very extreme form of allergy. That's allergy to the protein, in dairy. And then there's some people, who just don't do well with dairy, and it may be because they develop phlegm. You know, they get kind of mucousy. They have more allergies because of that. Studies show that, and for unclear reasons, that when experimental subjects are given dairy, that their mucus is thicker and more tenacious. They have more mucus production. And that's something that I think a lot of people can relate to. For some people, it's inconsequential. The taste benefits of the dairy outweigh the discomfort. But for a lot of people who with allergies, we tell them, you know, get rid of the dairy. See if it helps. And this is sometimes not even picked up on an allergy test. You know, allergy tests will pick up the real serious instances of, say, anaphylaxis to dairy, very profound dairy allergies. So when it comes to butter, there is a way to completely eliminate any dairy protein from butter, and that's by making something called ghee. It's spelled G-H-E-E. It's very popular in South Asian cuisine, it's just the dairy fat. There's no protein whatsoever in it. So if you want to undertake dairy protein elimination and still get the benefits of butter, you can use ghee. I'm not sure what that doctor's rationale is in saying that the digestive problems will be alleviated by not having butter. In my opinion, it doesn't seem to make that much difference when it comes to GI problems. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we return, we'll take a look at intermittent fasting and time-restricted feeding as a strategy for avoiding a myriad of health problems. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer, or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And on weekends, I like to naturally revert to something called TRF, time-restricted feeding. My preferred modus operandi is to get up and read a little bit and then go out and do some exercise. And then, you know, it could be 10 or 11 or even 12, depending on how long a bout of exercise I do. I have a big breakfast, which is in effect a brunch, because by the time I finish with breakfast, it may be midday. And then I'll have a mid-afternoon snack so as not to spoil my dinner. Something relatively light. And then I'll try to eat as early as I can because it feels kind of lousy to have a big meal at 8 or 9 before you turn in. So I'm naturally restricting my food intake to a window of about 8 hours, sometimes even as short as 6 hours per day. Well, there's a big article in the lifestyle section of the Wall Street Journal this weekend. You can check it out. It's entitled "The Fasting Cure is No Fad." And it's by a Dr. Andreas Michelson, who's apparently a German physician. He is about to release a book in the United States called "The Nature Cure, A Doctor's Guide to the Science of Natural Medicine." It's a new book from Viking out this month. And he excerpts his book in this article for the Wall Street Journal. He writes, "Fasting shouldn't be dismissed as just another fad." He reports that at his hospital in Berlin, he's employing what's called intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating to help patients with an array of chronic conditions, which include diabetes, blood pressure, rheumatism, bowel disease, as well as pain syndromes, which include migraines and osteoarthritis. So he says, if you sleep from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., you've already fasted for 8 hours. Now you only need another 6. So when it comes to which meal is it best to skip, you know, the time-old adage is eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and supper like a pauper, right? Because we all know that eating too much late at night, that's not healthy, so we want to front-load our meals. What he's saying is that, and I've written about this, there's controversy about whether breakfast is really such an important meal, whether you should really put the feed bag on for breakfast. What appears to work better is a rich lunch and a light dinner. He cites research in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that showed that among 69 women, those who consumed most of their calories at lunch shed 3.3 pounds more in 12 weeks than those who ate a bigger dinner. So the reason that this seems to work is that restricting you're eating to certain times of the day helps to control insulin. And insulin is a big driver of weight gain. It's also pro-inflammatory. It may Long-term high levels of insulin may cause neurodegenerative changes. High levels of insulin even drive cancer. There's also something that happens when you don't eat. And it doesn't mean you have to go on a 3-day water fast. You could just do what's called time-restricted eating. And that will induce something called autophagy, which in Greek means self-eating or self-devouring. And that's a process by which cells undertake a cleanup in the body, breaking down old or damaged components in order to release energy and build new molecules. Autophagy is really one of the buzzwords in anti-aging research, and if we can harness autophagy to counteract the aging of cells and build our immunity, well, we can get on top of a lot of health issues. So he cites in this article, you can check it out in the Wall Street Journal, they looked at cancer. Article in Journal of the American Medical Association, among 2,400 women with early-stage breast cancer, women who fasted for 13 hours nightly had a 26% lower risk of recurrence than the control group who ate whatever they liked. So lots of applications for this. There's applications to neurodegenerative disease, Alzheimer's, on and on it goes. And, you know, this is really, I think, a useful technique, something that I apply in my personal life, something that I recommend to patients. And just working with a guy with high blood pressure the other day, his routine is, he's a very busy guy, he's a haircutter. And so his routine is to, you know, a very light breakfast and then go to work. He's on his feet all day. And then he comes home and he's exhausted and he's starving. So he just puts on the feed bag, he eats a ton. The guy is overweight. He has very high blood pressure. I said, you need to change your habits. You need to have some breakfast to anchor yourself so you just don't, you know, so starving later in the day. Then you need to have a light lunch. You need to take some breaks. And he said, this is what I'm going to do. He says, I've changed my schedule. I'm going to not schedule clients all day long. I'm actually going to create some break times where I can actually sit down and eat something. And then I'm going to go home and I'm going to have a very light dinner early and turn in. And the additional time that I gain by going to bed early, I'm going to make sure I exercise in the morning. And that's, I think, going to be a much better way to manage his hypertension than just having him do whatever he wants, putting him on progressively more medications, which will ultimately make him more tired, lethargic, and overweight. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And let me tell you about something else that I recommend for neurodegeneration. Okay, because we want to protect our brains. Statistics show that the statistics for Alzheimer's disease by mid-century are going to be through the roof. And nutritional strategies can be of value. So you know that it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And among them, two stand out which help nourish your brain. We've talked about them here on Intelligent Medicine. I've interviewed Dr. Neil Levin, who is an expert on these subjects. Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP. Protosorb Magnesium features a patented form of magnesium that easily crosses the blood-brain barrier. It's magnesium 3-8, delivering magnesium directly to your brain where it does the work. Cogumin SLCP features optimized curcumin, which also allows free curcumin to cross the blood-brain barrier. Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP are highly innovative products that help nourish your brain. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Please check them out. This item is quite fascinating because there's an article in the New York Times by Frank Bruni, and he mostly writes political stuff, but he writes about the fact that he is in a clinical trial for an eye condition, which is called non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy, or NAION. It's kind of a stroke of the optic nerve, and it causes vision loss. So he has this condition. He's getting injections of something called RPH-201 to see if it's going to help heal his eye problem, which is ischemic. It's a circulatory problem. It damages the optic nerve. This new study will help determine the potential for RPH-201 to become the first drug shown to restore vision in these patients. So what is this mystery drug with this experimental name, RPH-201? It doesn't even have a name yet. It's an extract of mastic gum. It's made by a company called Regenera Pharma, which is I think it's an Israeli pharmaceutical company. And it's quite amazing because we've been talking about mastic gum for a long time as a remedy for stomach conditions. It heals ulcers. It's an ancient type of herbal formulation used a lot in Greek and Egyptian medicine for millennia. And now it's being used in trials to address neurodegenerative diseases. There's also an Alzheimer's trial using RPH-201 to treat patients with moderate Alzheimer's-related dementia. So a fascinating application of an ancient medication. Obviously, you know, you don't take a capsule of mastic gum and just swallow it and hope that your Alzheimer's disease is going to go away. This is a highly purified extract of mastic that is being injected in a sterile form in patients who have these conditions. But it's amazing how what goes around comes around, and natural substances have real potential for curing serious medical problems. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from, plus You'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols, and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us 877-726-8255. That's our number for Intelligent Medicine. And, big study. A study of 42 European countries sought to determine whether it was animal fat or carbohydrates that were linked to the incidence of heart disease. Okay, the researchers in the Czech Republic published an article in Food and Nutrition Research last year, but it kind of didn't really get a lot of media attention. It examined the average consumption of 62 food items and compared the consumption of those food items with the actual statistics of five cardiovascular disease indicators in 42 European countries. That's a pretty I didn't even know there were 42 European countries. There were 42 European countries? I guess there's like little countries like Liechtenstein and, Montenegro. Okay, so there's a lot of countries. I mean, it's not just, big countries, France, Germany, Italy. There's like a lot of inky-dinky countries. And they looked at the total food consumption by category at a national level. So here's what they found. Interesting. They found that cholesterol levels were indeed correlated with the consumption of animal fats and proteins. So that's not a big whoop. We know that, if you eat a lot of animal fat, your cholesterol is going to go up. So the supposition has been because animal fats and animal protein raise cholesterol, they must, it follows, right? They must, therefore, create a situation in which artery-clogging fat produces heart disease. That's the so-called cholesterol heart hypothesis. So indeed, they confirmed that countries consuming more fat and protein from animal sources had higher incidence of raised cholesterol. But guess what? Countries with higher levels of raised cholesterol had fewer cases of cardiovascular deaths and a lower incidence of cardiovascular risk factors. So that's pretty weird. Right? It's the reverse of what you might think. And the study also found that carbohydrates correlated positively with cardiovascular risk. Been saying, something we've been saying here on Intelligent Medicine, it's excess carbohydrates, particularly refined carbohydrates, lots of flour products, processed foods, candy, soda. The more carbohydrates consumed, especially those with high glycemic index, such as starches, the more cardiovascular disease. And conversely, fat and protein intake correlated negatively with cardiovascular disease risk. Countries consuming more fat and protein from animal and plant sources, plant sources were okay, but so too were animal sources, had less cardiovascular disease. Now, why might that be the case? Things that raise cholesterol? Reduce the risk of heart disease? Well, here's the reason. Increasing fat and protein in the diet generally displaces carbohydrates. So if you don't have any protein or fat that produces satiety or satisfaction, you're going to go for the carbs. They're cheap. They're available. Lots of bread. Lots of starchy products, refined foods. Huge amount of data analysis And yet, the conclusion is that carbohydrates, not animal fats, were linked to heart disease in 42 European countries. Pretty dramatic study. All right, this item has to do with vitamin D and the risk of hypertension. Saw a guy in the office the other day, high blood pressure, very low vitamin D, and I told him that he needed to boost his vitamin D. His vitamin D level, I think, was like 23. Told him he needed to take 5,000 international units of vitamin D, and that might help his high blood pressure. Indeed, this study shows that vitamin D deficiency is associated with hypertension in adults. And this is a long-term study. They looked at children, and they followed them up to age 18. And what they discovered is that low vitamin D status at birth was dramatically associated with higher risk of systolic blood pressure in subsequent years. So there you have it. Vitamin D may be a key predictor of hypertension risk later in life. Suggestion: make sure kids have adequate sunshine and also supplement them with meaningful amounts of vitamin D. Get your vitamin D levels checked early on to prevent high blood pressure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Here's a number, 877-726-8255. Get ready to call next hour as we continue Intelligent Medicine. We'll be back.